Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Fan Morning Show. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Good morning, Pittsburgh!
And a good morning to everyone out there. 412-928-9370, that is the number. It's 412-928-9370. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates Fan Text Line. We love to have you aboard. So, baseball. Jim, let's start talking some baseball because we do talk some sports on this show, even this time of year. It is what it is. But listen, the rich get richer, and is this a problem or not? And let me explain here. So, overnight, as people were sleeping, or maybe they're just waking up this morning to the news, here is, and I'm not going to give you the particulars on all the trades because there's a bunch of names of people you don't know anyway, and you'll never know. And draft people are just, minor leaguers, prospects or suspects until they prove otherwise. I heard somebody else say, and I think that that's a pretty good way to carry about things. But nonetheless, here's the long and short of it. The Dodgers get Scherzer and Trey Turner. We know they're not suspects. They're pretty good players, right? Yeah. The Red Sox are going to get Kyle Schwarber, and the Yankees get Rizzo. So that's what happens. And the Dodgers recently, don't forget, that as of late, they got Darvish and they got Manny Machado and trades at this time of year as well. So it's those teams, the rich get richer. That being said, I guess the crux of it for me is this. If you have, say, a guy that some think is a pervert on your team and he can't play baseball anymore, you can just go get another pitcher, right? Or if you have an injury and someone can't play for you and you're a real high-dollar team, you can just go get somebody. Or if you just want to bolster your lineup, you can go ahead and get somebody and get a high-dollar person if you're one of those high-dollar teams. You can buy your way out of mistakes and or injuries. Long story short, that's the way that you put it. That being said, the flip side of it is this. For the people yelling and screaming about baseball needing a cap and needing a floor, and I'm undecided, and I know that's not great for sports talk radio, but I am at this point. There's not been a repeat champion for 22 years in Major League Baseball. I think we need to keep that in mind. That there's not been a repeat champion for 22 years. That being said, though, you have what feels like about 8 teams that can truly compete, and then probably 22 or so that can't compete. Is it fair and is it a level playing field when you have these teams that, like I said, you have a pitcher who is involved in all kinds of weirdo sex stuff and he can't pitch again? So that being said, they just go, we'll go pick up the contract to somebody that we know a lot of other teams can't. Or Rizzo, yeah, the Cubs, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Or the Yankees, we can take on Rizzo's contract. We know nobody else can. They can buy their way out of mistakes and or injuries,
right,
and other teams can't. It's just razor thin where teams like the Pirates or teams even like the Rays have to live on.
I think like you said, there's a group of teams that are always the big money teams that are generally always going to be there, and even if they're not, like the Red Sox finish last, then before you know it, they make moves, and 1 or 2 years later, they won another World Series.
Right,
and you know the Cubs are in that kind of position too, but there are the teams like the Rays who are actually perennially there, despite the lower payroll because they can develop, but there are other teams like the A's, the Indians, you know, the Pirates can only hope to get into that group where they can do what they did a few years ago, which is to have maybe a 2 or 3 year run after they develop, and then you have to start again. But I think that's what you have to recognize is that you have to make your run. You really have to invest in that run, which was not done here. And then if you have to rebuild Which is what the Nationals are doing here.
But it is
a little sickening, isn't it? If you're a team like the Padres, okay, and they're making moves too, and they're paying out big money too.
Correct.
But then the Dodgers just one up them, or two up them in this case with Scherzer and Turner, if that turns out to be the case. But look around, and even, you know, the Red Sox get Schwarber, and then the Yankees are like, yeah, okay, we'll get Rizzo. But it's been going on forever. Forever. I remember back when, you know, Charlie Finley of the A's, this is like 40 years ago, 45 years ago, he decided he was going to get rid of Reggie Jackson and Joe Rudy and Raleigh Fingers, and the commissioner had to step in and say, wait a minute. And the Red Sox, there's a famous picture out there, you can probably find it, of Joe Rudy and Raleigh Fingers in Red Sox uniforms before the commissioner nixed the deal because he thought it was unfair, not in the best interest of baseball.
Now, the Cubs are picking up a lot of Rizzo's dollars, so that throws a little bit of wrench into the situation. But the Yankees, excuse me, are willing to pick up what's going on in the future with Rizzo, and they're willing to take that on. But in terms of this, and I hear this all the time, and this is why I blow back a little bit with people saying, well, the rich get richer, whatever. The fact that there's been no repeat champions, again, that's not going to be my defense, but it'll be Major League Baseball's defense. That if you go all the way, they'll say, hey, our system's working. 1999, 2000, the New York Yankees won back to back to back, 98, 99, 2000. Since then, show me the repeat champion. That's what Major League Baseball say. But other people will say, well, yeah, but who really has an opportunity to really, really win? And they'll say, but we keep turning out different winners every year. That'll be their, and that is, I'm here to tell you, their defense. You get a different person, even though it's just a piece of metal, right? But you get a different person holding that piece of metal every year. You don't get repeat champion after repeat champion, so our system's working. That'll be their defense.
Right. Well, but they're
you had a Pirates team who had a three-year window that they were just three, 4 wins away from standing there in the World Series. They'll say that.
Well, the other thing, but with baseball, the NFL, actually, except for the Patriots and Brady, you think about how many different winners they had, mm-hmm. too. But with baseball, you had the Giants won three over a period, the Red Sox won three over a period, the Yankees win every now and again. So it's kind of like, even though it's different champions, but it's the same organizations, as you pointed out earlier, that are always in the mix. But I don't know if what's happening right now, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that in terms of some of the big names. And the Yankees have put together, what are they? They got like a slow pitch softball hitting lineup now.
Well, yeah, their outfield just looks like Lambros Lounge or something. I mean, it is this gigantic guy.
Well, is that what the game's become now? Right, with the home runs.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you what. Also, the game has become, though, in full form. It has become where, and I hate to beat this drum, but it is the case. And by the way, the time is 6:10, brought to you by WeatherSeal. Get a brand new WeatherSeal roofing system for just $1 down. Call WeatherSeal now, 877-351-SEAL or weathersealhomeservices.com. What the game has become in full form from a business standpoint is this. If you're not the Yankees, if you're not the Cubs, if you're not the Dodgers, if you're not a high-dollar team like that, if you're not the Houston Astros, you don't have buku money, that really is, and again, I hate to go back to this, but it is the case. You better have enjoyed and squeezed all the juice out of the orange that was 2013, 2014, 2015, because teams like the Pittsburgh Pirates, you have to capitalize when you get those windows. There's no two ways about it. You have to draft perfectly. You have to develop perfectly. You have to infuse talent that you can then go out and get. And look, maybe are they building toward that now? Who knows? Who knows if another window opens in 3-4 years from now? But if it presents itself again, what you have to do is in that next year, which was the 2016 of all of that situation, you have to add as long as you can until it is totally exhausted. There was a fatal error for this franchise.
Oh, there's no question.
And it was that 2016 season.
And I think that's where it started to try to maintain and not tear it down and keep it there but not invest in it. And that's the problem. I think fans, certainly after what happened there, would put up with that, which is to go for it and get to the World Series, maybe win it, and then if you can't afford all those guys – well, then, you know, that's too bad. You just have to start again. But the thing, you know, the thing about the Dodgers, though, and the Red Sox and the Yankees.
And they got Rizzo and Gallo.
I know.
Right.
That's what I mean. I mean, who's going to, what, Rizzo's going to bat eighth?
Right.
I don't know. It's just that you got to go for it, and you really do. I mean, 98 wins, and then just to completely just say, well, you know, we gave it our best try. Well, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I heard something about a quarterback that I want to get into in about 10 minutes. But, yeah, baseball, I can understand where people say, I'm down on the game. I can't get into it until there's a salary cap or a salary floor. I'm here to tell you, though, that baseball is going to use that excuse, that teams have an opportunity because there's no repeat winners. And when you really look at that, that's what they will say.
Yeah, there are no repeat winners, but like I said, they're kind of are. You know, I mean, it was kind of like the Blackhawks in the NHL, where they won three over a period of time. The Giants were the same. But it's funny, the Giants, I don't know if I consider them a big money team. We didn't even mention them, even though they have had a history of success, and look what they're doing right now.
Well, they won a World Series just, what, 7 years ago or whatever, when they beat the Royals in that World Series. A Royals team that went back-to-back in the World Series that we really forget about, that could have been the Pittsburgh Pirates if they would have played by that same game plan.
Yeah. Yeah, but now the Royals still haven't gotten back there.
Right, and who knows where the Pirates will be if they're following that plan. But you do look at a team like Milwaukee that just came in and blew the Pirates' doors off. This is a team that allows itself to sign a mega deal with Christian Yelich that you'd never envision here in Pittsburgh.
I know. Well, and think of that team.
Right.
Well, no, the outfield that they had, or they would have, because they had Yelich, they had Stanton. And who was the other guy who he's got a name like another guy, and I don't know why I can't remember, but he was a real good outfielder. And they just unloaded all their guys. But they unloaded all their guys before they won anything.
Yeah, it's wild. It is wild. But we'll see how it all shakes out, and as it relates to the Pittsburgh Pirates, I just don't know. But fans of the big teams, I guess, are excited this morning. All right, Get Money coming up next. Jim, you said you've had one ready to go.
I do.
For like a while.
Well, no, the last couple of days, something jumped out at me, and I think this is a pretty good
and
one.
And I have a question for you about a quarterback, because I keep seeing dispatches, this guy is moving up the chart, this guy is impressing, this guy is pretty good. You have seen him with your own eyes, and yep. I have questions, and I also have questions, not necessarily in the positive, but I have questions about a receiver, too, and I'm going to ask Jim Colony. Only if you're allowed to give me this information from Steelers camp. Are you permitted?
Depends on what it is. If anybody else has talked about it, I can talk about it.
All right. It's early enough, though. I think the PR staff might not be listening already.
Hi, Bert.
But, yeah, Get Money coming up next. Twitter poll before the hour is out. It's me. It's Jim Colony this morning, and we say hello. And, by the way, check out our camera. It's always on, 937 The Fan. Go to our website, drop-down menu right there, live video. It is wonderful. We love being on camera, especially Jim. Follow us on Twitter. We're there, 937 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.